The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is now on the scene near mile 33 of the Seward Highway. Moose Creek is an anadromous water body and well known for supporting several species of fish, some of which will be stirring into action as the weather continues to warm. Jeff Merrill is DEC's on-site coordinator. He says because of that habitat, they're taking a delicate approach to cleanup.
We're operating under an emergency permit from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game that allows us to, or enables us to, work in anadromous streams and stream beds and disturb soils and things like that. But yes, this is there's a whole suite of special things that we're having to do as a result.
Merrill says they know the fuel and other capacities for the equipment, but they don't know how much fuel was actually on board. The truck could hold 300 gallons of diesel, while the excavator could carry 160 gallons of diesel plus another 140 gallons of hydraulic fluid. The excavator was still in Moose Creek as of Friday afternoon. However, it was not reported to be leaking anything. Merrill says one of their first concerns was contamination of the water source for the nearby Trail Lakes hatchery, which is operated by the Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association.
The thing that was most helpful to us is they were able to kind of educate us on where the water source is for the hatchery itself. And as it turns out, they use a series of groundwater wells, not lake water. And so we were, early on, we were very concerned about potentially impacting an entire year class of fish. And so then that helped us to then be able to shift our priorities to other elements of the response.
The main element of that response is retrieving the excavator from Moose Creek, then the truck that had been pulling it from the embankment.
But as anybody who's familiar with that area knows, accessing the site and whether we will be able to get the excavator removed today, which is what we're working on at the moment, whether we be able to get that removed today or tomorrow or when is still an open question.
The weather hasn't been real helpful in that effort, and more of the same spring-like conditions are expected through the weekend. Response crews have placed containment boom around the excavator and absorbent boom in other spots on the creek, which feeds into the spawning grounds of Upper Trail Lake. Merrill says recovery efforts will proceed as weather allows for safe operation of heavy equipment in that sensitive area. In Kenai, I'm Shaylen Cochran.